Hey, Ravens fans. I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. Spring is finally upon us. We're out here. That means the draft is just a couple of weeks away. Free agency, the excitement of that is kind of past. Now we're kind of looking ahead to the draft. So let's do a little addition of buy or sell.
Sounds good.
All right. The first opinion here is from CBSSports.com, and that says that general manager Ozzie Newsome should be applauded for what he had to do with the roster. Are you buying that?
I am buying that. I think he should be applauded. Wasn't easy. It's ongoing. Some tough decisions were made. Some popular players are gone. Go back about a month, a lot of people were upset around here, and some people probably still are upset. But I think, the point of the author's point was you can't just go forward with aging players, and you always got to try to get younger, you try to get faster, and you have to make tough decisions. Ozzie did it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't easy, but yes, definitely. I applaud him for doing it.
This might seem like a crazy question that I asked it maybe 3-4 weeks ago, but do you think the roster is better now? Is it upgraded now than it was from the Super Bowl team?
I think it's a little early to put a grade on that. I mean, the roster is still building. There's a starting safety we don't know about. We don't know about the health of some guys. So I'm not quite sure yet, but it certainly is going to be different. It's going to be younger. It's going to be faster. And it's just another look, and I think Ozzie correctly made the decision. It was going to be hard to repeat with the same group. So he's going in another direction a little bit, and I applaud him for it.
One of those guys that is now on the roster, of course, is defensive lineman Marcus Spears, the Ravens added. So this opinion from ESPN.com that adding Spears is going to go down as the Ravens' top under-the-radar move of the offseason.
I think I want to sell that. And mainly, it's a good move, and it is a low-key move. However, I feel like there's going to be more under-the-radar moves coming. This is what Ozzie is. This is when he's at his best. You know, the late in the game signing of
the
Corey Graham,
the Jacoby Jones,
something like that, or even one moving positions with Brian Hall.
Yeah,
something like that could really make a difference. So I think you. Subtle, that's really under the radar, and I think it has there's a chance that it may work out. They may get the Ravens may have a player there, a guy that's shown a lot of potential. So I like other moves down the line to be more under the radar than this.
All right, the final opinion, this one from the Baltimore Sun, deals with the offensive line, John. The Sun says that the only piece missing on offense is the blind side tackle. We've seen the Ravens go back and forth over recent years. Mike Lohr there last year for the bulk of the year, and then Brian McKinney in the playoffs. What do you think? Are you buying or selling this opinion?
I'm buying that. I agree with that. Michael Lohr could play left tackle for sure. He may end up being left tackle. He was left tackle during the season there. But my own opinion, I think Michael Lohr has showed in the playoffs really, really excels at right tackle. Kelechi Osemele, you could put out there. He's really, really good at left guard. I think that in the end, the group that won the Super Bowl, I like that group the best. So, Bryant McKinney maybe will be out there, but we don't know yet. So there's a hole there. That's the hole that needs to be filled.
A lot of draft experts, of course, think the Ravens may draft that position, in a couple of weeks. What do you think? Do you think they'll get a guy that can develop and move into that role long term?
That's a big question, Garrett, because you have to trade up to really get someone. If you're really going to get a star left tackle, you've got to be in the top 15 or so. It's a little different this year in the draft. It's an unusual draft. But at 32, it's hard to find that player. So, I mean, the Ravens could do it, and they're great at finding linemen in the middle rounds. You go back and look at guys like Marshall Yanda. It's been going on for years, so maybe so. A left tackle, though, tough to find there.
All right, well, I'm sure all this will continue to figure it out and iron yourself out over the next couple of weeks. So for all the information leading up to the draft, Ravens fans, you can keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.